doors and chain with pieces themselves. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. I'm trying to be quick because this might turn into a dissertation. The light thing first. Obviously, I sent an email about my hike Saturday. I was really surprised how fast I went over 9 miles when I got back home. And there was the one bit of joy in that because, again, indicating state of health. The other side of the coin is one of the things that's happened is I think my legs have become effectively so strong. When I have a problem, leg cramps and whatnot, they don't hurt mildly. They hurt. And especially when the summer was so hot and I was sweating so much, apparently I was losing a lot of minerals and so forth. I was in pain. I've learned to manage that much better, keeping the right things in me to prevent that. But it's not the walking or the legs, but what it reminded me of is there may come a day I slip on a banana, something happens, get hit in the head, whatever, and abilities drop dramatically. I deal with my friend Mike, I deal with another guy, Ralph, another guy, James, who are older than I am, and my friend Gary, who only has one leg, they can't do what I did Saturday. And one day I won't be able to. And, you know, especially of all those guys, the one person who does well is Gary, the guy with one leg, because he has Lynn. Makes all the difference in the world. And that's where the commitment to marriage makes all the difference in the world. And I understand it can work both ways. Because it could be my lady that has an issue before me. And you know beyond any question that I'll be there for you for anything. You know that. I don't think you have any doubt in your mind. You know that. But the more important thing. Sunday, I called Julia. It was great to hear her voice. But it ripped me apart. She's my girl. Isaac's my son-in-law. And they have two of my grandkids. Two of our grandkids. And now they're in Arizona. I knew nothing about it happening. I only have a vague understanding of why it happened. It's very vague. And the idea that Isaac was being overly enveloped by his family is the rough idea of what I understand, and that makes sense. But there was there's a barrier in communications, and it concerns me that there's more to this than just the issue with Isaac. When I asked some questions, it was basically information that was not supposed to be shared with me. And, you know, I think the issue is, it's not just Julia. I don't know about George. George, I'm guessing, is a high school graduate. Maybe. George may be planning to do something with his life. I have no idea. Susanna and Gloria Jane are getting to that point. Walter and Zadok are still my sons. And when I look at pictures of them post them leaving me, it's hard for me to know which is which. These are my kids. And when I see the tension that Julie is going through, know of some of the things that indirectly Tears has gone through, Jack's going through, Eric Lee also. And I'm persona non grata in my own family. You know how much that hurts? There's a bottom line to all of this. I am, unwaveringly, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've asked many people, do you? My kids, do you? Not one has been willing to say, yes, I do. It's one thing to say you're Christian. It's another thing to say you're a follower of Christ. There's a difference. Christianity is a club. Following Christ is radically different. And there's a clear indication, especially when Jim Cross points me to the Talmud, we got a problem. And I would suggest that's consistent with what's happened to the PCA. The PCA is becoming toast. And that's where my family is. When the pastor and his crew has to send the police to shut up somebody who is trying to reconcile with him, that is a cult. And that's where my family is. I have made it a point, and I'm doing it a lot now, trying to engage young people and ask them why. Why do they stand where they do? And I am getting into dialogues. Most people can't give a reason. They're not ready to give an answer for the hope that is within them, and they definitely can't do it with gentleness and respect. Usually it's a personal attack is the best they can do. That's not what a follower of Christ is supposed to do. A follower of Christ is supposed to speak boldly, clearly, unambiguously, parousia. That's what the model that is set before us. Not to do so is unloving. And that's all I've seen lately. If you want to hurt me, congratulations, you got first prize. You've done it. These are my kids that I'm concerned about. And more than anyone, my wife. Because I believe, beyond question, the evidence is overwhelming she's been led astray. 2 Timothy 3. 3 or 4? 3, yeah. Been led astray. Led astray by people who are acting cowardly. And there is only one person that I know of, because there's only one person who is willing to engage in serious dialogue, pursuing reconciliation, and that's me. And if it scares you, if it scares Dr. Keynes, if it scares Pastor Bitterman, I don't know, maybe he's got his doctorate too now too. If the Bible scares you, you are a fraud. If you're a follower of the Bible that you proclaim, live it. You have plenty of evidence of somebody trying to reconcile. The evidence is there. And if the problem is, I can't handle you because you can think, because you can use the scripture, if that's your problem with me, it's not your problem with me, is it? If because I can contend with you from the scripture, pointing you to the truth, if I can contend with you, pointing to the Lord's command for you and I to reconcile, if that's your problem with me, no. The problem isn't with me, is it? It's between you and the Lord. He makes his commands clear. I am a foul, disgusting man. I have lots of faults. Trying to reconcile with other men just the same. And I'm willing to do it. Those who are not. You got to learn the Shahada. Become a Muslim. Or get yourself well trained in scientists, not science. And start promoting atheism. Because Christianity is obviously not your field. I listened to and talked with a girl I love yesterday, and it ripped me apart. You know, you've heard the term churchianity. Well, that's exactly what you have. And one of the things that's happened to me, when I engage, you know, and fortunately I do have some times when I engage in serious dialogue and get wonderful insights from others as we examine the scripture, the sovereignty of God. You know, that's an offensive term. And his majesty and his grace, and it's marvelous. How come I can deal with more Mormons than I can people in the PCA? Well, again, the scripture scares you, doesn't it? My family's being ripped apart by wolves. If there's anyone of my kids, if Jim Cross were to find what it is to be obedient to Christ and try to love, then he as a foul man should approach this foul man who's been trying for years and seek reconciliation. I'm willing. And beyond question, there is only one lady in my life. For two reasons. One, because the Lord commands it. Period. There is no option. Those who say there is an exception clause, well, one, we don't meet the exception, and two, no, there's not. It's a twisting of what the scripture says. Learn the meaning of what it says, not read into what you want to believe it, or look at the Talmud, Mr. Cross. But the other thing is, I really think you're cute. I look at your pictures and that's all I have. And I still melt. I want to hold your hand. I want to hear your voice next to me. I want to take a walk with you. I walked 9 miles in 2 hours Saturday. For a 20-year-old guy, that's impressive. I want to walk 1 mile in 2 hours with you because that's a joy. I'd rather do that by far because I like you. I think you're cute and I want you back. Dorothy Jane, I love you.